All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Fiddler's Canyon Infrastructure Financing District. Excuse me. Today is October 14th. The time is 1:32. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So everyone on the call, if we could go through, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'd appreciate it. Board, let's start with you. Richard, do you want to start?
Yeah, Richard Wolper.
Skousen.
Nick Polychronos.
Tyler King, District Council.
Aaron Wade, Bond Council.
Jason Terry with Gilmore Bell.
Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell.
Here, come on with Dia Davidson.
All right, thanks Jennifer everybody.
Bell. I got some Reese.
Appreciate that. Jennifer, is there anyone at the anchor location?
There's not.
Okay, that's everyone that I show. All right, we'll go on then to our preliminary action items. So we have the meeting minutes from our last board meeting. Board, have you guys had a chance to review those and do they look accurate to you?
They do from my side, yes.
Okay, perfect. If we could get a motion then to approve those.
I'll make a motion to approve them.
Thanks, Richard.
Second.
Thanks, Russ. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right, so now we'll go to our real action items, which are the two resolutions. Aaron, I see you're on. Are you going to handle this? Adam, which one?
Adam's going to take us through these. Yep.
All right, perfect. Adam, do you want me to put them up?
That would be great. Yeah, I'm actually having some issues with my Microsoft right now. So that would be
no
great.
No problem. Can you see that, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so this initial resolution, the authorizing resolution of the assessment ordinance and designation resolution, approves the assessment ordinance, which establishes the assessment area that the district will use to impose its assessments. It also approves a designation resolution, which establishes the billing associated with the assessments, the timing of the billing, and also helps to create the assessment area as well. And then finally, what this resolution does is approves the form of the appraisal that was issued with respect to the district. And then the assessment ordinance also establishes the allocation method of the assessments based on ERU methodology, equivalent residential unit methodology. And that can be found in Exhibit A to the assessment ordinance that this resolution helps to approve. Any questions about this resolution?
Board, you guys good? I can scroll through. I've got all of the other resolutions. If you guys want to see the ordinance or the other resolutions, you just let me know.
Russ, that's your call.
If you want me to scroll, Russell, I can. I've got them all that Adam sent out. So you tell me what you prefer.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull it up on my side.
Okay.
But I think, let's see. This is the authorizing resolution.
Yeah, and specifically the one that says authorizing resolution, parentheses, assessment ordinance designation resolution. It's kind of confusing. There's two authorizing resolutions being considered today, each doing a different thing.
One I see says assessment bonds. The other one is assessment ordinance. That's the one we're on?
That's the one we're on, yep. O-05.
Okay. All right, so we just move to approve this.
Yep, if you're comfortable as a board.
Okay, so move.
Thank I you. Second that.
Thanks, Richard. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right, let me change to this one. All right, Adam.
Yep. So this is the second authorizing resolution. This one is specific to allowing the district to issue assessment bonds that are pledged by the assessments that will be imposed by the district within its assessment area. Based on the appraisal that we received showing the finished lot value, we would be able to issue a maximum of $14,134,000 in special assessment bonds for this transaction. So that will be the maximum limit under this parameters resolution. So the board will still have the flexibility to finally approve the amount of bonds that they want to issue as long as it's within that maximum parameter. Additionally, this resolution sets out the maximum length of maturity for the bonds, the maximum discount from par at which the bonds can be sold, as well as the maximum interest rate that the bonds can have. Additionally, the resolution approves certain forms of bond documents that will be finalized and used at closing, including an indenture, preliminary limited offering memorandum, a limited offering memorandum, a bond purchase agreement, a continuing disclosure agreement, a completion agreement, a collateral assignment agreement, and it also allows designated officers of the board to amend any of these documents in ways they see fit before closing the transaction. Any questions about this resolution?
All right, move to approve.
I second it.
Thanks, Richard. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That is board all I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything you want to bring forward for the rest of the board or for anyone here? Or does anyone else have anything? Aaron, Adam, you guys good?
Yeah, just so one thing I wanted to mention regarding posting these documents. So after we collect signatures on the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution, we will prepare a fully executed version of those documents that we'll send back to the district and to district council. We will need the district to physically post both of those documents in their fully completed form on the physical premises within the development, specifically within the district boundaries. So typically, if you have any type of permanent physical structure, just at the development site or like a construction trailer or a telephone pole, we'll just need those fully executed documents to be taped. Once we have confirmation that that's been posted physically and then also on the Utah Public Notice website by Snow Jensen Reese, this will start out our 30-day contestability period for the bonds.
Okay, yeah, we have so it has to be posted on the outside?
Yeah, so it has to be posted. Technically, under statute, it's in a place reasonably likely to be seen by residents of the district. Obviously, there's no residents of the district here. But so
we're here.
Yeah, the statute in that case kicks to, you know, if there's no residents, it's members of the public passing through the affected area. So that's why it's kind of a stick it along a street if you can, or attach it to a marketing sign, or put a stick in the ground and staple it to, you know, that sort of a thing.
Okay.
On site. Yeah, it's you know, a little unfortunate the way this is written. You know, you'd think the public notice website would be enough where we don't have residents, but we just have to, it's one of those things we just have to comply with. So.
Okay. And can we put it on our, I mean, we have a trailer there, right, Rich?
Yes. Yes, we do, Russ.
And that should be okay as long as, like, if let's say I was driving by and I wanted to come and read the notice, you know, as long as I'm not like trespassing to go and, you know, look at this, right? That I think that's the big concern, is we don't want it in a place where you guys are the only ones who could see it, because it does have that right. Language of, you know, people passing through the area. So
And how long does it need to be posted?
it's for a period of 30 days, but that's why we normally would say, or we would say put it in like a clear plastic kind of Ziploc bag, or there's, like those kind of binder, not binders, but like you put your homework in as a kid with a little clasp on it that's kind of clear plastic, something like that that's weather protected. And I think the way the statute reads for this kind of thing is it's not like you have to go and check every day that it's still there. But if you went on site and you realized, oh, a bad windstorm took this thing away, just as soon as kind of practicable, you try to replace it in that 30-day period. So, like I said, you don't have to send somebody every day to look, but if you notice it's gone or destroyed, you ought to go and
What,
put it back.
which documents need to be posted, Michael?
We'll get
So,
you a
yep,
packet
Aaron.
of these. So it will be the finalized, and we'll attach the signatures. It'll just be a printout, but we'll attach the signatures and exhibits. It's the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution. So once we have your signatures, we'll send you two PDFs with the posting instructions.
So here's one of them. This is the assessment ordinance. So let me scroll down for you. So, Chair, Secretary, so that's actually Richard, that's you and Russ. And then you'll need to get it notarized. So once all of those things are done, then Aaron and Adam will send us the final versions. And so we'll put those on the website, and then it's going to be these pages, really those two pages, the whole document, but it's these two signature pages that matter. And then on the
Aaron,
design.
Aaron, I'm a notary. I can, I mean, I can notarize my own signature, right?
That I don't know, Russ.
I
I
know
believe it's.
you cannot in other states. I don't know about Utah.
Aaron, Adam, do you guys know on that one?
Sorry, I'm talking on mute here. I just was gonna say, yeah, it's probably best not to. I don't know specifics, on how that works, Russ. Like if say it was a deed of trust or something, if that's something you ordinarily do and has been accepted, but it probably is best practice to, snag another notary, run down to the bank or, something like that if you had to get it notarized, but probably
Well, I
best
believe
if
under
it's a third
Utah
party.
law, a notary, well, I know at least in like for estate documents like trusts and so forth, you can notarize something even when your name appears in the document. So.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, this is just AI overview, right? When I Google something, it says, no, you cannot notarize your own signature in Utah except in cases of self-provided will. I don't, this is, generative AI, so I don't know how accurate that is, but the quick thing,
If I can't verify it positively, we'll just go get it notarized somewhere.
okay. Yep.
So yeah, as soon as you two can get those signed and then notarized, get them back to Aaron and Adam, and then they'll send out what they need to have posted. Does that sound all right, Richard?
Yeah, where's your office, Adam?
So we're in Salt Lake, but we just need the scans to compile for purposes of posting. So you guys ought to hang on to originals
Oh,
for
okay.
recording purposes. But we'll,
Yeah.
the ours is basically a copy that you post. So, we don't want the originals to be out in the rain and sun, but we'll just send you, here's a PDF. And then when you guys go to record, you can swap back in the originals, to process the recordation.
I
And yeah.
lost you on Aaron. I lost you on the recordation. So we're gonna take
Oh.
the we're gonna sign these. We're gonna send you over a PDF, and
Then you
yeah,
keep the wet signatures, Richard, and we'll
yeah,
need
when
those to get the recorded.
Yeah, so when we send you back the compiled version with the scans of your signatures, print that and put that in the envelope or the Ziploc bag or however you're going to post, but keep the originals because we don't want the originals to get ruined by rain or wind or something like that. But then when it comes time to record, we will need the originals for that. So you guys hang on to the originals in your office, and we'll just deal with copies for purposes of posting.
Okay, so at night, we don't want public or anybody on our site. So if it's posted all day, is that acceptable? I mean, we probably would chain our projects up a lot of the
Is
times.
there a way you could post it on like the gate then? That's what I wonder, right? Or somewhere that's not your trailer, because yeah, I don't want you guys to sacrifice the security of your project, but if you kind of have like a chain link fence or whatever it is that you use to close this off, you could always attach the notices to the outside of that, and then regardless of if you guys take a day off or something, we don't have anybody arguing, oh, I couldn't
Yeah.
access the notice when I wanted to.
You know what? I'm just thinking of our other projects that are on the PID. This one has accessibility, so we'll be
Okay.
okay.
Okay. And then the other piece is just take a picture and send it back. We don't have to absolutely prove the posting, but if it's impossible for someone to prove that we didn't post, but we sure would like to be able to say, here it is, here's a time-stamped email of when Richard posted it. So that would, I think, help if there was any question. I don't think anyone's going to be coming along disputing it, but you'd rather have the picture now than trying to be recreating what you did a month later. So,
Okay.
Hey, any other questions? And if we need to, we can always throw Nick under the bus, right? He
Yeah,
didn't make any
that's he's good for that.
motions. He didn't
Michael,
second anything today.
we were actually thinking you.
Oh, well, you can always
So
throw me under the bus. Russell's no stranger to doing that, that's for sure.
I owe Russ
It was
$5
usually the other
because
way
you because
around.
he said you were going to take today off.
I wanted to, but I knew I was going to get to see you guys, so that I would slave it out today. So, all right,
Right.
anything else, you guys?
So for our 2 o'clock, should we just hang on and do the 2 o'clock,
I would
or do we?
say no, we're going to have to close out the meeting and then hop back on. So, because
Okay.
that's a broader group that's going to be on that one. So,
Okay.
all right, we could get a motion
So,
to adjourn.
make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
Second.
Richard. Thanks, Russell. All those in favor say aye.
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 Nick, was that an aye?
That was an eye.
All right. Okay, thanks, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.